Tonight's shir, Simon Gimel, Sif Ches, through Yud Zayin. Sif Ches, Kishe Nifne Basoda. When a person relieves himself in a field, Imu Achori HaGeder, if he's behind a fence, Geder, often in Chazal's Lashon is a stone wall. They take stones and make them into a wall. Yipone Miyad. So since there's a wall there, he can relieve himself right there. But if he's in an open valley or an open field and there's no walls, so he just goes far where someone else could not see his exposure at that distance. If there's a wall and he's behind the wall, so he can relieve himself right there. No one will see his exposure. And the same is true if you had a walled in yard behind the wall of a house. Even though someone else may hear the sound of his passing gas, that's not relevant. We don't say that it's a lack of modesty if someone else can hear those sounds. It's embarrassing, it's disgraceful, but it's not a lack of tznius. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. As long as no one sees him exposing himself, that's a lot meaning to say giluyo, his exposure. How he exposes himself, either in front or back. Even though someone can see there's a person there, the shemekol itushlo, and he can even hear the sounds of his relieving himself, shari, that's okay because he can't see his body being exposed.
It's the same as, I don't want to be crude, but like going behind a tree.
Basically, that's the concept. The tree or the bush is going to be your fence, so to speak. Se'if tes. Lo yeshev b'meheru u'b'chozik. When one sits for a bowel movement, he should not do so quickly and with force. Lo ye'enos lidchok atzmo yosemidai. Nor should he force himself with more pressure than needed. Shlo yinatek shinei hakarkashta. He should not cause damage to his sphincter muscle. Se'if liyut. Lo yikanach biyad yamin. When one is finished his bowel movement, he should not clean himself with his right hand. Mishnah Berurah Sifka on Yud Zayin. Biyad yamin, with his right hand. Vipnei shekosher bo tefillin al zro'ah hasmoli. Because he uses his right hand to tie the tefillin on the left arm. So he shouldn't use that hand to clean himself. V'od ta'amim achem, and there are other reasons. Ayin b'gemar, look in the gemar. V'toiv lizoher milekaneach be'etzba ha'emtsa'i shekorech olav haratsua. And when he uses his left hand to clean himself, he should be careful not to use his middle finger that he uses to wind the straps of tefillin around. V'kosvo achram, the achronim write, the itur yad shekol inyanov oise b'smol. Someone who's left-handed, everything he does is with his left. Mekanech b'smol didei, shu yamin kol adam, will clean himself with his left, which is everyone else's right hand. Notice he should clean himself with his weaker hand. Vem kosev b'smol, ushar ma'isav oisa b'yamin olehapech. If he writes with his left hand, and everything else he does with his right, or vice versa, so there's a difference between fine motor skills and gross motor skills between his right and left hand. Ayin ber halacha, look in ber halacha, discusses what to do with such a person. Se'if yud aleph. Lo yikanach b'cheres mishum k'shofim. One should not clean himself after a bowel movement with a piece, a shard of pottery, because it makes himself prone and vulnerable to witchcraft. V'lo basav miyaveshim, nor should he use dried leaves. Shehamekanach b'davar sheha'ur sholetbo, because if he cleans himself with something which is inflammable, shinov hatachtonis noishrois, it will have a detrimental effect on his bowels. V'lo b'tzor shekinech b'chaver, he should never use a smooth rock that was used previously by somebody else. V'nei shemevius ha'odni tachtonis, because it causes disease called tachtonis. Sometimes you say tachtonis means hemorrhoids. It could be probably any number of bad things. The Ramah adds, now our bathrooms are not out in the fields. So the custom is to clean becheres with shards of pottery, and we'll also use things that are inflammable to clean with, and it doesn't cause any harm. Go look, that's what people do. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yudches. Becheres. A person should not use pottery, vafilu hi chaloka, even if it's smooth, ve'ena makarei habosa, and it won't cause any cuts to his flesh. Dim ena chaloka, if it wouldn't be smooth but jagged, ve'yesh bechidudim ketanim, with small ridges, ye'yesh bezegam kein b'nei asakana, then in addition to kshafim, you have to worry about physical damage, physical harm. So you not take shinei kakashta, not to harm the opening of his rectum. Sivkan yutas chavero, never use something that was used previously by someone else. But if he himself had used that stone to clean himself, or whatever is on it is dry, or using the other side of the rock, less than both is no problem. Our bathrooms are not in the fields. So we don't worry about witchcraft. Therefore, we're not worried about using a piece of pottery. But it has to be smooth, like we said before, because if it's jagged, it's dangerous. And we also use things that are inflammable. Maybe he's referring to other things that burn. When it comes to dried leaves and the like, even the Rambam would agree to be strict. Because it can't cut the flesh. Hey, we talk about this in Shinyan Beis. I am Pima Godim, look in Pima Godim. Kiveger quotes the Sefer Chasidim, Kishe Yoytzim Beis HaKise, when a person leaves the Beis HaKise, Yireh HaMakom SheYoshav Alav Shlo Yeh Tinoifes, he should check where he just sat to make sure it's not dirty. Shaviyavo Chaver Pisom, because someone else may come quickly and not look, Obalayel, or maybe at night, VeYeshilov, and sit on it. So people should take responsibility for themselves and make sure they leave the bathroom clean when they leave. When a person has a bowel movement, he should be done modestly at night, the same as by day. What's the limit to say? He should not reveal himself more than he would in daytime. And he shouldn't reveal himself till he's sitting. Okay, God, or like the things we said before. Because by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the dark and the light are the same. But he doesn't have to go far away. In daytime, he has to distance himself. No one could see his exposure. At nighttime, no one could see anyway. Then ain sham odin, if there's no one there, mifane berachov, he can relieve himself in the street. Rakshi zoher shlo yeh b'makom hilach b'nei odin, but not in a place where people walk. K'dei shlo yitanfu b'nei odin mayodo, no one should become filthy because of him. Al miyesh sham odin, if there are people out and about, afilu nachri, even non-Jews, also li panos b'fanov, it's forbidden to relieve himself in the presence of that person. The kolzeli panas, all this has to do with relieving oneself with a bowel movement. Avala hashtin, but to urinate, mutter afilu b'yom b'fnei rabim, that's permitted even during daytime, even if people around, in tzarech l'kach if necessary, shein l'mokom, that there is no place to go, v'afilu b'fnei isha, even if women are around, mishum de'ikas akantam yamir asa, because he puts himself in danger if he holds himself back. V'isha lo sa'amod l'hashtin afilu neged panos shel tinok, a woman should not urinate in the presence of a child, mishum de ikachat sifusa, because it's a degree of chutzpah, impudence. Aval it's a dadin, but if it's to the size, she'enim mashtenis mamash neged panav, that she's not urinating right in front of him, less lamba, then it's not a problem. Different habits in different times, different cultures. Yes.
When he's saying there's this sneus belaila,
mm-hmm.
because Hashem's
it's between you and a kodesh baruch, right.
But if Hashem's everywhere, then Hashem's under the bedclothes, Hashem's...
No, he said this. Hashem's in the bathroom with you. That's why you only reveal yourself when you're sitting down and only a small amount. So he's just saying at nighttime, nothing changes because the Ribbono Shel Olam is there at nighttime too. So if you give up. Lo yashtin me'umud. One should not urinate standing up. Ibnei nitzoytzes ha'nitoz na'aklo, because there'll be droplets that will splatter on his feet. Unless he's standing at a height and the urine goes below and it won't splatter on him. Oh, if he's urinating into soft dirt, this is not virgin soil. El kagon shel eretz chavusha, like a plowed field. So then the urine will sink in to the dirt. Sivkan chav gimel, al raglov, on his feet, v'yom, where they'll say, shukrus shavcha, that he is a krus shavcha. The kushavcha's urine does not flow normally, rather it drips. And a kushavcha can't have children. And if this man is married and there are children in the house, they're going to say these aren't his kids, they're mamzerim. So it's a problem. So he has to make sure he's not going to urinate in a way that droplets get on his feet and that it opens him up, opens him for this accusation. Sifkan chav dalet, im lo v'chulu, unless he's in a high spot, then ein lo etzos el, if he doesn't have these possibilities, v'gam shom yev shebishiva, there's no option of sitting, yuchalasos etzah acheres, there's another thing he can do, shlo yov l'dein etzos, to prevent any droplets on his feet, he could perhaps use his testicles to lift up the aver a little bit, or to take a thick piece of cloth to lift up the aver, and then the flow will go distant and it won't create any droplets on his feet. And if in fact it ever happened that there were droplets that landed on his feet, it's a mitzvah to clean them off. It's a mitzvah to wipe them off. See if you doubt it.
What I miss, why did I have to say you shafshafim? What?
Because he wants to avoid any possibility of this laz on his family. So that becomes a mitzvah. See if you doubt it. Yizoher shlo ye'echos ba'amo v'yashtin. Person has to be careful not to hold his aver when he urinates. Imlo me'ator l'mata, unless it's from the corona to the end. Because if he holds lower, he can cause a waste of zera. Unless he's married. And chasidus is even married people shouldn't do this. From the corona to the end, even if the aver is hard, it's still permitted to touch at the end from the corona to the end. Sifkan chavav b'neisha motzi, because if he holds lower, it's going to cause a waste of zera. Let's limit to say, shaydei negiyaso bagid, if he touches the aver, bode chimum v'hirur, it will warm it and cause thoughts, v'yav l'zem, will cause a waste of zera. V'chomer oven hazeh, ayin b'evin ezer, simlichav gimel, to understand the severity of the sin, look in evin ezer, simlichav gimel. Sifkan chav zayin, hu nosri, now, if a person is married, there's room to be lenient. The yeshto pas besalo, he has bread in his basket, meaning to say, since he's married, he doesn't have such a stark yesahara, and we're not worried. Vim he nida, but if his wife is nida, oshu b'derech, or he's on the road, he's away from home, asur would be forbidden. Vayim be'evin e'ezer simichav gimel sifdal, if you look in e'ezer simichav gimel, da'filu nasui eino mutter lehoshet yadola amok klal ele v'shoshu tzorech l'kavav. Even a married person isn't allowed to put his hand on the aver, except when he is urinating. Sifkan chav ches. Hanosui, a married person, should be strict even if he's married because it means chasidus. If he's in a place where he's afraid that he shouldn't fall, and the Gemara's example is on a rooftop, we're not going to be machmir with someone who is married because the fear of falling off the building will keep his thoughts from straying. Se'if tes vav. Afilu mi she'enu nasui mutter l'sayeya babeim. Even someone who's not married can use the testicles to lift up the aver. Mr. Brewer sifkan chavtes babeim she'enu mischamim aydekach. This doesn't cause a warming of the aver. L'famim mutter lechos ba'amal hashkin. Sometimes it's permitted to hold the aver to urinate. Kigon ayde matlis ofa she'enu mischamim. If he's in his hand, there is this thick towel or cloth which doesn't cause any warming. But if it's just his undergarment that's very thin, that's forbidden. Others disagree with this whole leniency with the thick towel. Who could know exactly what's the definition of thick versus thin? So just stay away from it. Se'iv tes zayin. There's no allowance for a married person to hold the aver except for urination, but to scratch it is not permitted. Not to scratch, why? The fisha hachichuch mevildichimum. By scratching, it will cause warming. And then it will easily come to a problem of wasting zera. Again, chayodim, he allows scratching with a thick cloth. Mutter lisroik zakan hatachnun. This has nothing to do with combing out pubic hair. Ach shelo yiga oz ba'amad biyodah. He should not touch the aver with his hand. V'ayim b'yalocha lukim b'yalocha. Se'if yuzayin, hamashe nikavov, oyve mishum bal teshaksu. One who delays holds back going to the bathroom is going to violate the issue of Baal Teshakasu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, called Lamadav, Baal Teshakasu. V'masha atzmo l'katanim, if he is holding himself back from urinating, oivim mishum Baal Teshakasu, umishum shelo yehi okar. There's two isurim. One, it's Baal Teshakasu, it's disgusting. And second, he is causing himself to possibly become sterile. And there's an issur lo yehi okar. V'hamasha mil hafiach, if someone holds himself back from passing gas, ain't over about the shaksu. There's no about the shaksu then. Gam ha is about the shaksu nidche b'vnei kavod habrius. And the is about the shaksu is set aside if there's a kavod habrius element. Kagam, for instance, hamashin the kavod ad sheyimsa mokam tsenua. Okay, gavna. If a person is holding himself because he wants to find a place that's private to go to the bathroom. So if a person's driving down the highway and has to go to the bathroom, so I have to go to the bathroom, so pull over, go to the bathroom. A rest stop 5 miles ahead, so he'll hold himself back to get to a rest stop to go to the bathroom. Then, under those circumstances, you're allowed to hold yourself in. Yizar ma'od the kaneach hetev. After a bowel movement, one has to be very careful to totally clean himself. Excrement in the place at the opening of the rectum is even the smallest amount problematic, as will be explained in Siman Ayin Vav Sif Hey, that it will interfere with his ability to daven and say Hashem's name and to learn. The toiv lirchas pia tabas b'mayim oberok. Ideally, one would wash himself with water or even saliva to thoroughly clean himself after a bowel movement. And what is it in Europe? Bedu is called?
What is it?
Bidet. So it's a rinse. So that's, according to Chazal, that's a maila. That's a madrega to rinse off after a bowel movement.